The sefer, you have a coastal chutzah that falls down, so we're mechayiv them to rebuild it until Arav Amos. And we assume that the second guy, who's the hasn't built it, we assume he gave the money, half the money to build up to Dal Amos, and we assume that he's given the money. And if the first guy wants to prove that he hasn't given the money, he must prove it. Okay, so basically, he has the reason of what's that called?
Burden of proof
is on the first guy to prove the second guy didn't pay. We assume the second guy paid. Okay, that's the ratio in the Mishnah. However, what happens if the first guy builds a wall higher than 4 amos? He builds it up to 12, 13, 14 amos, and 11 amos. So in that situation, we don't obligate the other guy to help him out, because Mikra Din all he has to do is what? Build up to Arav Amos. However, if the second guy builds a wall that's 11 amos samachlo, obviously that shows that what? He's on his way to use the wall as a ceiling, perhaps. And therefore, since he's on the way to use the wall as a ceiling, we have the expression Megagolim Asakol. We roll on him that he's mechuyev to pay, and we assume he hasn't yet paid until he brings a raya that he paid. We assume the second guy hasn't paid, lemaisa. We assume the second guy hasn't paid until the second guy proves that he did pay. So the burden of proof, as Oren said very nicely, is on the second guy to prove that lemaisa. It's on to prove that the second guy has paid. The burden of proof is upon him. That's the Mishnah that answers number one. Okay? That's the case of the chutzer, kosel shechutzer that fell. That's number one. Number two, what does the Gemara say about beis and beis on the Mishnah regarding kosel shechutzer shenafa? Right? We had a Gemara beis and beis that discussed our Mishnah. Right? The Gemara dealt with over there, why did Mishnah mention a case of a kosel chutzer that fell down? Why didn't you say that he wants to build a kosel the first time? So the Gemara says, if you hold that degree of Lav Shemei Hezek, it's Nicha, you don't have to build a wall for the first time. There's no reason to build a wall for the first time, right? Good to see Azriel. Where's Usher? Where's Usher? And the other fellows on Zoom, Lamais. Here we're talking about what? Here we're talking about that they were masking to build. And that Askam is Mechavi to build a new wall when it falls down. But if you all like the Manor Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek, then Lamaisa, why is the Mishnah talking about a case where it fell down? Should have been talking about the first stage to build one. So in a Hanami, Kosel's mentioned Derech Agav is a Chiddush. Kosel Shonafa. Even though the Kosel Risha was 11 amas high, the first guy cannot force the second guy to rebuild the wall 11 amas high. He can't force him. That's the Chiddush. But Lamaisa, a new kosel, it's cheetah, you can't ask him to build more than Arav Amos. But the chiddush is, are you doing, Benji? How's your father? How's your father? Benji came on too. So Lamaisa, it could be that Lamaisa, the new wall, it's cheetah, obviously you can't be tovei amor. But I would have thought since the original wall was 11 amos high, maybe you could force him to build Kamashwan, not. So that's how you read the Gemara on Beis and Beis, plug it in according to my number, Hezekriya. Lashme Hezek? If you're Lashme Hezek, then in a Hanami, here they had agreed to what? To build one, and the Askama still obligates you to rebuild it when it falls down. According to Hezekriya Shme Hezek, in a Hanami, it shouldn't have talked about Nafa. But Nafa was a Chiddush that if it fell down, you can't force him to rebuild it to match the same height that it was before. If it was 11 amos high, the second guy says, I don't want to build one 11 amos. I want to only build one 4. That answers number two. Number three, what is our Mahalach? Where's Binyamin? What is our Mahalach? Binyamin, where's our Binyamin? What is our Mahalach, Lamaisa? It's good, you didn't answer Hashem Achianochi. A bad guy said that. You just said nothing, Lamaisa. You passed the test, are you? Number three, what's the Mahalach who said according to Rashi they got Achiyavi Atoveh Eidim? Where's Shruli, Lamaisa? So same thing. You passed also the test, Ariel, right? You didn't say sure enough. So it says in Rashi, you don't have to bring Eidim that know that he didn't give they didn't pay. Right? What do we say? We assume that what? That he paid in the ration. We're talking about the ration. Yes?
Remember what you said?
Yeah, we're talking about, are we talking about the ration? B'cheska shenasin lo, achi aviraya shelo nasin, right? Rashi says that you have to bring aided that bring a raya that he didn't give. So he said that's very difficult. What do you mean bring an aided, that something negative happened? Something, you know, you bring aided that saw something. So Rashi Lamaisa says as follows, that there were aided that saw that he claimed them and he didn't give it to him. So the Rosh says, Rosh asks on Rashi, and so Simon tests. Just because he didn't give at that moment, right? Rashi said there were Adim that saw that he claimed from him. The first guy asked for the second guy for the money. He didn't give it to him. So Rosh says, okay, he didn't give it to him then. Maybe an hour later he gave it to him. So the Rosh says you got to touch it up a little bit. And you have to say, more than a little bit, you have to say there were Adim that know that he didn't give him. They say we were with him. We were with him from the time that the guy started, what, building the Golso? We've been with him the whole time and he never gave him a penny. And we know for sure you never gave him a penny. That's one scenario. The other scenario is you took him to a din Torah and Beis Din was mechayev him and he said, go fly a kite. He said to the Beis Din, go fly a kite. And we assume that what? He's a gazlan. And we assume he remains a gazlan. Now the Rosh quotes Rashi in his Lashitasov, but Mitzi Yitzayim and Beis, where you're Tovei in front of Adam and you're a mechutzav. And you'd say, Hayes Bifan, that you didn't pay, that you're not going to pay, then we assume there's a chazakah further you're not going to pay. The Rosh happens to argue on that Rashi there. But the way the Rosh touches up Rashi here is that when you're Tovei in front of Adam and you're a Mechutzim and you say you didn't pay, so we assume that that continues that chazakah you didn't pay either. So let's get that Mahalach again. The Rashi says there were Adam that saw his Tovei and didn't give it to him. Okay, that's what you have to say in the cases. Okay, Shkoya. So you pinned down a window of time that what? That the guy didn't give. Shkoya. I don't know, maybe he didn't give that time. He gave an hour later, so you have to touch it up in one of two ways. Either we've been with him the whole time since he built, and the other guy never gave him a penny, or we saw him go to a din Torah, and he refused to what? Listen to Bezin. So he's Bechezki Shmo Yitin, and he remains that way. The Rosh says, quotes Rashi, moment to your time. That's Rashi the Shitoso. It happens to be the Rosh argues on that Rashi over there. Okay, that answers number one. Number three. Number four. What does Rashi say regarding the Anan Zahadi? And what was the kasha on this from the Reisha? And not from the Sefer. Rashi goes out of his way and says that there's an Anan Zahadi. What is the Anan Zahadi? It's Galui Lakol. Galui Lakol is the same thing as an Anan Zahadi. What's Galui Lakol? It's Galui Lakol. Here, take one of the questions, Ruler. It's Galui Lakol. What is it, Galui Lakol? It's Galui Lakol, O Maisa. This Mishpah is Galui Lakol that you should have to pay. So he never would have built it unless what? He never would have built it on his own volition. He never would have done that, Lo Maisa. And he would have screamed at him in Beis Din. He would have screamed at him in Beis Din, never would have built it on his own. So why do you need this Anan Zahadi, Lo Maisa? The Mukiyosa says the same thing. You read the words inside. Remember the Mukiyosa said the word Anan Zahadi? We know for sure. So in the Sefer, Rashi says the same thing. In the Sefer, it's an Anan Zahadi that for sure he didn't give. Okay, again, Rashi doesn't use the expression Anan Zahadi, but the Mukiyosa speaks it out. It's the same thing. It's an Anan Zahadi that he didn't give in the second one. Yes? Frekrim Shmuel Rozovsky, Abam Kasha. In the Sefer, I understand why you must come out to what? Must come out to the din of Anan Zahadi. Because it was a suffix. In the safe, we make the guy pay. It goes against the Mitzvah of Arias. You must come on the certitude. Therefore, you have to come on Anan Zahadi. But in the Reisha, why on earth in the Reisha, Sruli, do you need to what? Do you need to say that it's not Anan Zahadi? Just say that. Why do you have to say that? Just say you're Potim Mitam Sofik. Just say you're Potim Mitam Sofik. You're Potim Mitam Sofik Mitzvah of Arias. Why do you have to say Anan Zahadi in the Reisha? Anan Zahadi, the Seif, I understand, because you need to offset Motzachalera Araya. So you need certitude. But in the ratio to offset what? Offset what? Lamais, just say Mitam Sofik. That would have been enough. That answers number four. Okay, you got that? Ariel, you got it? Why do you, what Rashi and the Mukiyos say it's Anan Zahadi, both the ratio and Seif. Why do you need to come on Anan Zahadi where there's a certitude? In the ratio, it's Mitam Sofik, Motzachalera Araya. The second guy says, I paid it. The assumption is you paid it, Lamaisa. Why do you make the guy pay? Most of the Mechavel of Araya, Bishlam of the Seifa, We make him pay to offset what's going on. You need on inside. But over here, the mice, we're assuming that he paid in the ration. In ration, we assume they're paid. So why do you have to say this umin avadoi that he paid? Just say, I'm not sure, and you're putting yourself fake, right? Just relying on Sikala Raya. Terrence is, that's number three. Number four, that was number four. Number five, what's the, give one Terrence to that Kasha, Jake. What's the one Terrence? So the Rebbe Kivager says, the Lashon HaMishnah is Becheske Shinasim. It's a Chazaka Vada, not a Chazaka Sofik. So he says, why do you need that? So he answers, Nafkamina. What happens if all the stones fell into the chutz of the first guy? So if it would be just a Sofik, Aryeh, what would happen? If it would just be a Sofik, what would happen? You know what would happen? I wouldn't be able to take it away from the first guy. I would make the second guy pay. Because Lamaisa, it's a Sofik Lamaisa, and he's the Muksuk, the first guy. So therefore, Lamaisa, I need to come out to an Anan Sahadi to take away the rubble from the first guy and split it in half. I need to take away the rubble to split it in half, Halacha Lamaisa. All the cases, the rubble all fell in the first guy's Rishus. So he's now the Muksuk on it. So don't tell me that Motzim Kavalar of Araya would be enough of Suffolk, because it's not in his possession, the second guy. It's in the first guy. So if the Mishnah's talking about that case, you need an Anan Sadi to take it away from the first guy and make an assumption that he paid, the second guy paid. That's the first answer. That was the answer Rabbi Kivager gives. Second answer, that's number five. Six, give another Teretz, and what is the Shavuos Hesed? Give the whole Mahalach. Number six, let's get it. The second answer is that Becheske Shinasim, we need an Anatzadi to get out of the Shavuos Hesed. What is the Shavuos Hesed? The word Hesed means convincing. When I'm Kofar HaKol, Seruli, I'm Pata, I can walk right out of base. You say, I owe you $100? I can be Kofar HaKol and walk right out. I don't owe you a penny. But Midrabanan Rav Nachman's Masakin, the Shavuos Mema Manaf, then you need a Shavuos Hesed Midrabanan. To convince the guy, because enam tovech ken yesh lo olav. There is some yesh lo olav. There is some credibility to tovech's claim. He's not a complete rush that's going to say you owe me $100,000 out of clear air. Makes it totally up. There's got to be some credibility. So to get rid of that credibility, what do you need? A shvuas hesis. The nitva, the lova, must take a shvuas hesis. Now there's 2 days in the Gemara. Does that apply with what? Only when you say parati, or even when you say kofrakol? It's 2 days. The Gemara calls that drawer of Mamona. Does that mean for sure we know there's a Cheskes Chiyuv? That's the only time you say there's Hesses? Or even when you say there was no drawer of Mamona, there was no Chefs, there was no, it's a different usage of drawer of Mamona, the Gemara has. So, or do you say it even in the case of Kofar HaKol? 2 days in the Gemara, we paskin even in the case where you're saying Kofar HaKol, where you deny the whole thing. You still need a Hesses. And it's a whole machlok, it's whether the guy has to be a Bari or has to be a Shema. Does the Tovet the Bari Shema? Whatever it is, Rav Nachman was the one of the Sakinet, Pashup Shatner, and times Mishnayas, it didn't exist. We did point out that maybe it did exist. I couldn't remember where I saw it. Thought the Rambam said in the Perush Mishnah that it existed. So you have to say Rav Nachman just promulgated it. But Poshut Pshat is Rav Nachman's Masakin. It didn't exist by Mishnayos. So that's why it says Anan Sahadi. Because we say in the Rice and the Ration, we assume that the second guy gave to the degree doesn't even need a Hesis. He does not even need a Hesis. Nimuk Yosef and the Tur quote this Machloik in Sof Simen Kufnun Zayin. The Ramah and the Rabban say you don't need a Shavuos Hesis. And the Rambam and Shechein Perikim Lochemes didn't need a Hesis. The Ritva sides with the Rambam, so it's a Machlokes. Please get it. The Rambam and Rabban say you don't need a Hesis, and the Rambam and the Ritva say you do need a Hesis. Our Mishnah didn't mention it then, according to the Rambam. I thought there was a Rambam that said it existed, but you have to say it didn't exist according to this Rambam, the Yadah Hazak at least. But according to the Rambam and the Ritva, you have to say it's not an Anan Sahadi. There's no Anan Sahadi. That's why you need a Hesis, are you? That's why you need a Hesis to tell me you don't even need a Shavuos Hesis, because there's an Anan Sahadi. They'll have to say there is no Anan Sahadi. They'll argue on the Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi and the Mukiyosu who said there's an Anan Sahadi. The Rambam and the Ritva say there's no such Anan Sahadi. That's taka why you need a Shavuos Hesis.
Really?
Yes.
I heard the Ramon, the Ramban say
they need a Hesis. Ramah, Ramir, and Ramban say you don't need a Hesis. And the Rambam and the Ritva say you do need a Hesis.
Rambam and the
Ritva say you do need a Hesis. Yes. The reason why the Mishnah didn't mention it because it didn't exist. Dibzman the Mishnayos. So if Nachman lived in the, it was after the Mishnayos. He lived in the time of the Amoraim. He was one of the Amoraim.
But so the Ramah and the Rambam say no need?
No need, correct. There's
Rambam
no need.
And Ritva say that.
Say you do need. And the reason why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah because it didn't exist yet in the times of Mishnayos. But what I'm saying to you is that but the fact that the Ram and the Ritva say they require a Hesed shows they're not learning like Rashi and the Nemuk Yosef that there was an Anan Tzadi. There is no certitude. So therefore, since there is no certitude, you need a Hesed in the Reish and in the Sefer Pashup Shah. Okay? You need a Reish, you need a what? You need a, actually in the Reish you need a Hesed to make sure that he says that he paid it. It doesn't, it's not appropriate to save it because he's got to pay anyway. Yes?
A Shavua Hesed did not exist in the time of the Mishnah?
Did not exist according to the Pashup Shah. I said that I thought I saw many years ago, Lernstein Olsen, 12, 13 years ago, I thought there was a Ram in the Prince Mishnah. I said it did exist. But the Ram in the Yad HaChazaka here, Paragimelech HaBeis, you have to assume, says it did not exist. That's why the Mishnah didn't mention it. But it was Mitzakin during his Gemara, Ari. That's why the Mishnah didn't mention it. But you have to do
that's
it.
That's why it's Anan Sahadi. Instead,
no, on? No. They have to learn. There's no Anan Sahadi. Because if it was Anan Sahadi, it's clear as day, right? You don't need a Hesus. The fact that you want have to require a Hesus shows there is no Anan Sahadi, according to the Ram and the Ritva. Against Rashi and the Yosef. Against them. Right? Anan Sahadi is like Aiden. It's like the highest level of beer, right? Clear as day. Okay. That answers number one. Six, seven. What is, who is the muksik in our Mishnah? Who is the muksik in our Mishnah? What do you mean, who's the muksik? The Rashi and the Ran ask, what shaykhs the lashon mecheskes shenasim? It's mashma that the Tovei has a taina that he built the kolsel. The first guy's the Tovei. He built the kolsel. It's mashma like he's muksik more than the nitva. He's going after the nitva. What do you mean? The wall is just as much the nitva's as the what? As the Tovei is. The kosel stands in the middle of the chutzer. It's becheskes shneim. Why does the Mishnah present it as if, well, one guy has a what? Has an in over the other guy. The first guy has an in over the second guy. Both of them are becheskes that they built it equally biyachad. Why does the Mishnah present that the first guy has like an edge? That's the kash and the Rashi and the Ran. So the Rashi and the Ran answer, we're talking about Aiden. Aiden saw the first guy ask the second guy, can you help me out and pay 50-50? Can you help me out? To build 50-50, and he refuses to do it. Aiden saw that. That's why the Mishnah says, even though he refused it once, we still assume he pays up until Daldal Amos. Because we know it's a Yaduah Din, that he has to build it with him. Even though he refused it once, the stomach paid it afterwards. But at the end of the day, the reason why the Mishnah presents it is the first guy's the Muksa, because we're talking about a case where the Aiden asked the guy, and we saw that he refused. So since we saw that he refused, you see that, and that's why he's in the dryer. He's the muksuk. That's the answer of who? That's the answer of Rashi ben the Ran. That's seven, eight. How did Nachlas David Mazbi, the Rashi doesn't hold like the Rashi ben the Ran? So Nachlas David said, very interesting. Rashi and the Mishnah said, until the Tovea brings Aiden, that he didn't give it to him. So that's a Raya, that he didn't give it to him. Right? So when the Mishnah says, Cheska Shinasan, it's not talking about a case where what? Where he refused. You see, from Rashi, clearly it's not talking about a case where he refused. The Rashi and the Ran will argue on Rashi, will hold like the Rush, that it's not a case where what? Rashi just said simply, he brought Aiden the what? That were Tovei and he didn't give him. Rashi didn't get into the business of what? Of whether he what? Of whether he refused the mice or not. We're not talking about that case. It's not talking about that case according to Rashi where we asked him and he refused. So what is the case? So the Nachlas David says, according to Rashi, when it says, Becheska Shinasan, there were Aiden that he built from his own purchasing of stones and his hiring of workers. But there is no Aiden that he what refused to become part of it. All they have is Aiden is that the first guy hired his, bought the stones, hired the workers. That's all the cases. So Nachlas David writes that Rashi doesn't agree with the Rashi and the Ran, that there were Aiden that saw the guy refuse. They just say straight up, they say, Nachlas David says, Rashi, Lamaisa will argue, and say there were Aiden that saw that he didn't give Lamaisa. They saw him, but what that means is that Aiden also saw that he built from his own materials, Lamaisa, and he hired workers, but there's no Aiden that he refused Halach Lamaisa. And because there were Aiden that saw him build it with his own materials, and hiring the workers, there were also Aiden that said, ask him, give me the money, Lamaisa. And Lo Nasala, but they didn't see a refusal. They saw the Aiden Shiro Shatavu Velo Nasala. He didn't give it. But not that they saw that there was a refusal. You don't need to, according to Rashi, you don't need to come on to that they saw there was a refusal. Rashi Nachman's David says not that way. They just saw it's one side and that's it. Lamai said that's the din of a cheskasa what? This cheskasa shenasim. Okay, cheskasa shenasim. Not talking about Baal b'sirah that he asked and he refused. Talking about the reading that he built mishalom kinyan avadim sirus paulim. Lamai said he didn't give him. Lamai said, and he didn't give him. That's how they. That's how the Rashi teaches the Mishnah. Edim shiro lo nasim lo. Right. Aidim the Achiyoga Toveya Aidim Shitabu below Nasamo didn't give it to him. Okay. That answers number what? 8, 9. What is the din Lagabe at Nitba? Nitba again is the second guy who Yokalaki Batovea Lak Biak also Yal Arba Amos Olo Tazbir. We said this is fascinating, right? First guy built it up to 11 amos. Can the second guy stop him from doing that? What do we say from this? You with me? Can the second guy stop the first guy from building it up above our mamos? It's Mashiach, the Lashon, and Mishnah. You can't mechayev the second guy to pay what's above our mamos. But let me ask you, can he stop him? Can he stop him? So it's Mashiach, the Ritva says, no, you can't stop him. And the Rambam writes this beferish in the parish of Mishnayos. And Rabbi Chana quotes this from the Chubas of Rambam and the Rashba and Davov. They all say that you cannot what? You can't make him pay above our Bibles, but you cannot stop him. The second guy, the Tovei, cannot stop the first guy from building more than our Bibles. That's the Shita Lamaisin of who? The Ritva, the Rambam of the Parish of Tais, Rabbi Chana quotes the Chuvus Aram in the Rashba. Who argues? The Rosh and Simon Chesra Ben Yonah and Davzayim and Avdi Maskalo say he can stop him. He can stop him, and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Nun Zion quotes 2 days on this. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch. Quotes both days in Rishonim, it's Kufnun Zayin Siftes. Quotes of Achlej Rishonim this. And the Rosh writes, the reason why you can be Ma'akev is because I want to use the top of my wall. If you make it an 11-amma wall, I can't use the top of it, I use the top of a 4-amma wall. That's 6 feet high. If it's too high, I can't use it. That's Rosh's reasoning. What's Ben Yonah's reasoning, truly? What's the reason why? Because the higher you get, the what? The weaker the wall is going to be. So I don't want a too high of a wall. That's your own choice to make it so high. I want a wall that's our bomb. It's going to stand sturdy. The higher it is, it's not going to stand for Zman Meruba, and therefore you can stop them. So there's two svaras why you can stop. If you hold, you can stop them. Lamaisa, according to the Ritva, the Rambam, and the Perish Mishnah, and the Chuz Rambam, and the Rashba, you can't stop them anyway. Okay? But if you hold, you can stop them. There are two svaras why. That's 9, 10.
Who said that the wall gets weaker?
The Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah. Okay, that's 9, 10. How did the Maram Masbir, what was bothering, what was Kasha the Taisus Dirmaska Arba? First Taisus in the Sugyan, how did he answer it? So, the Maram says, what was bothering Taisus Dirmaska Arba is as follows. What was bothering Taisus Binyamin is, how on earth is this first guy attacking the second guy? Maybe the second guy could say, Adarab, I'm the one who built the wall. Why is the bishop assuming that premise? That he's always on the defense, the second guy. Let the second guy turn around and be on the offense and say, I'm the one who built the wall. That was what was bothering Tosfos, says the Maharam. To that, Tosfos answers by saying, we know the cases that one guy asked the other guy to build. The first guy asked the second guy to build with him, and he refused. There ate him on that. And he wasn't masking the mishtatev. And that's the Lashon Mishnah, ain't mechayvin or so. It's mashi, your friend was mevakes mishtatev, and the din paskins, you're not mechuyev mishtatev. That's what it means. And then you don't have to stand on your head and say what? That I know that there were mishtatev because why? The guy who built it, the first guy built a chazis, that it'd be nicker that it's his wall. You don't have to come out and say that. Fine? That's the first day of Taisus. You don't have to come out and say that. That's the beginning of the Taisus. That's what Taisus says. Not the beginning, that's the whole Taisus. So that answers number what? Answers number 10. 11. How did the Maharam ask at the end of the Taisus? The Gabi Chazis. So Taisus says, you won't need a Chazis. You won't need a Chazis. There are eight of them that saw him try to ask him. He said, not Mishtatev. And that's it. And therefore, the thing is, you don't need a Mishtatev higher than 10. You don't need a Chazis. Lamais, you don't have to come on to a situation where I know that it wasn't Mishtatev. Ain't Sarach Raman Shiodim Shalo Yishtatev. Lamais. Right? Taisus says you don't have to say establish in a case that that he built a chazis that it's nicker that the kosel is his, right? You don't have to say that case. You can just say that what They were Edom, and he wasn't masking to do it. So Lamaisa, and I'm a chuyu to what? To pay for a tire now, until you build your own wall. You don't have to come on the chazas. But what the Maharam is saying is as follows. It's dochik to say that he made a chazas for it to be assumed that he built it himself. Because chazas is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Was chazas ever mentioned in the landscape of Chatzar? Never. Where is chazas mentioned? By what? By Gina, and also is it mentioned by Bika? Also by Bika. It's not mentioned by Chatzar, not Beis, and Aleph. So Lamaisa, the Maharam is saying that what Tosfos is saying is, I love this pshat that the Raven that he asked them and he refused to be mishtatif. Why it's really, why do I love that case? Because I don't have to go out and bring in chazas. Because why would I bring in chazas? Never mentioned the Mishnah by chazar. That's how the Maharam is masber what Tosfos is driving at. Okay, fine. That answers number what? 11, 12. What was our mahal we said about chazas b'chazar? So the Tosfos rush here on the spot, quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the Mishnah is talking about you made a chazas. Yes, it is. Believe it or not. And chazas that's mentioned in the Mishnah earlier by Bika, the Rosh and Sof Sim and Vav quotes from the Rimigash, that the Chomer were not Masake in chazas only by a Bika, not by a chatzar. They were only Masake by a Bika, not by a chatzar. So the Feirish of Rosh was in the Rimigash. And the Rosh asks, how would you know to be Mechal like that? It's a Simen Tov. It's not Shach Chukri. Why shouldn't the Chazas work in every landscape? Let it work in Chazar. Why shouldn't it work? He asks on the Rimigash. So we pointed out, what do you think Tosa's opinion is? Does Tosa's hold that a Chazas works even by a Chazar? Poshup Shad, yes. He just says you don't have to say that. However, the Beis Yosef disagrees with what we said. In Siman Kufnun and Zion, he writes, Tosos meant to say, by the fact that you don't have to establish the Mishnah B'Chazas, maybe you have no raya that Chazas works. Could very well be that Tosos is saying that Chazas Takan doesn't work by a Chatzar, and meant to say you have no raya. So it could be the Beis Yosef says, Pum Fakir to what we said. We thought Tosos said theoretically it would work, it just doesn't, you don't have to come out of that or keep them. No, the reason why Tosos said it is trying to tell you have no raya that works, and maybe Takan doesn't work. Okay, but that led us to the Pnei Shlomo. Pnei Shlomo asked, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we are talking about a chazas, why does the Mishnah say, up till Dalan Amos we assume you pay? After Dalan Amos we assume you didn't pay. What should be the delineating difference? Not Arba Amos and above Arba Amos, it should be whether you have a chazas or not. Below Arba Amos there's no chazas, above Arba Amos there is a chazas. Right? The race is talking about where there is no chazas. Right? And the safe is where there is a chazas. That's the difference. Not between Arba Amos and Lamal the Arba Amos. It's a strong kashin. The Baal Kitzur Shkorah, the Sefer Bavas, called Pnei Shlomo, asks, why isn't that the Chiluk? So the Pnei Shlomo answers,
can you repeat the Chiluk?
Yeah, in other words, according to the Tosa Rosh, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, it is talking about a Chazas in the Sefer.
Right.
The Chazas proves that he built it himself, yes? The first guy. So the second guy's got to pay, yes?
Yeah.
So if once you say that, so why does the Mishnah say that the delineating difference between the Rosh and the Sefer is Arbamas and Lamal the Arbamas? Right? Arba Amos, we assume you paid. Lamali Arba Amos, we assume you didn't pay. The difference should be, in the ratio, there's no chazas. In the sefer, there's a chazas. Mishnah should say that. If you're going to tell me it's talking about that, then let the Mishnah delineate that. That's the Kitzur Shonach's kasha. Pei Shlomo's kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. It's a strong kasha. So he answers very sharply, the Rabbeinu Tam will hold, don't give me the business. Because the chazas toch Arba Amos, Lamaisa doesn't work anyway. Because toch Arba Amos, they're both mechuyev to build. So, Lamaisa, if you see a kosel, Lamaisa, if you see a chazas toch arbamas, it's a trick. It's all a fake. Mashenkin above arbamas, it's a raya that one guy built it. So, Lamaisa, you're not going to say, oh, the difference between what? The difference between the resh and the seif is that arbamas, there's a chazas. Sorry, up till arbamas, there's no chazas. Above, there is a chazas. There's no significance toch arbamas and not having a chazas, because even if you had a chazas, it's a joke. It's a joke. Right. Chazas is meaningless toch arbamos. So it doesn't signify anything. Because if you find a chazas, if chazas arbamos, you think this guy's a tricker. He just put it up there, he's faking it. So that's why the Mishnah didn't go in that direction. The Mishnah didn't go in that direction of chazas at all. Because a chazas toch arbamos is totally meaningless. Okay? So the only time it has significance is if there's meaningfulness. And then, oh, you didn't have it toch arbamos. Must be built by both. Above arbamos, yet a chazas shows it's only the first guys, right? But that's only if you assume there's meaningfulness of a chazas no matter where, even toch arbamos. But he answers, there is no meaningfulness. Because Tofar Amos, we know that both guys have to mishtatev, and it's a joke if there's a cousin. It signifies nothing. Okay. That answers number what? 12. No? Yes, 13 now. What did Taisus Dirmask Afal be asked on the din of Zenen and Zolochasr? From the din, we should say. That's the way I wrote it. Right? Right? Okay, there is a principle called Zenen and Zolochasr. Are you? Let's get it. Classic example is if you own an apartment in the middle of Manhattan, you never rent it out. The guy's got nowhere to sleep, so the door was open, he goes in and sleeps there. Goes in and sleeps there. He's Nenet. He had a place, they had shelter over his head that night. You were in Chasser because you never rented out. So the din is we paskin putter. It's 2 days in the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chof. We paskin Zenet and Zelo Chasser's putter. It says that in the Rambam, it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? We paskin putter. Tosfos says, I don't understand. He says, why is this din a Magavul Zakol in the safe? He hasn't put it on the what? He hasn't put it on the ceiling yet. Zenet. The Zelo Chasser. The first guy's not Chasser or anything. The second guy is Nene. So if he's Nene, you should be Potter. So why do we say Megakal and Sakol? Do we make him pay? That's Tysus Kasha. But you see from Tysus Kasha that what? What do you see from Tysus Kasha? You see from Tysus Kasha that what? That he's learning the Machayev of the second guy to pay the first guy's Mitam Hana. That's what we said you see from Tysus. You see that he's learning it's mitam hana. That's the chiddush that I want you to get. Okay? That's the chiddush that I want you to get. You got that? That's number one. Yes? Number two, Nakud, is the Pnei Shlomo asks that Tosan Yibbezim and Beis and Baba Kama Chafim and Beis says, and then there's no chasr is potter only when what? Only when what, Binyam? The guy already lived there. It's the next morning already. You can't charge him. But if he calls me up before he goes in, can I stop him? Of course I can stop him. So what's Tosis Kasha here? Let the first guy stop the second guy from using it as a ceiling. Let him stop him. Why are you asking for Zenen as a Lochasr, says the Pnei Shlomo? It's against Tosin Yabez and Bebez, and Baba Kama Chafim Bebez. It's a great Kasha. What's Tosis Kasha here? Stop him. So the Pnei Shlomo gives a very sharp answer. Let's get it. That we're talking Davkilam, Tosis is talking Davkilam, and that place in Manhattan was renting. It was Efshel Askiro. I could have rented it out. I might not rent it out usually, but I could have rented out an apartment. It cost $500 a night, like a hotel. Even though I don't rent it out normally, but I could have rented it out. Therefore, if I stop him, it becomes like a rentable apartment. If I stop him, it becomes like a rentable apartment. Masha'en can hear, no one rents out walls. It's not, it's Efshel Askiro Kosol. Therefore, he's able to be Nana even L'chachila. I can't stop him. L'maisa. In this case, it's E.F. Shalva Haskar Kosel. So, on what grounds do I have to stop him? No one rents out walls. So, he can be Nana even the Chachila. But nonetheless, please get it. You see from Tosfos Kasha, he's learning the Machayev is Hana. And he's saying, I don't understand why you're Chayev. We pass in Zenen and Zolochasr's Potter. Okay. That answers which one? That answers number 13. 14. What's the first Teretz of Tosfos? How were we Masbir? So, the first Teretz of Tosfos, we were Masbir. The first teretz of Tosfos is that he was Megala Das that he loved it. Because he built a wall of equal size, the second guy, 11 amos size. That's Megala Das that he's Mechayven Hana. We kind of said it's based on like profit. It's like you're profiting, Lamaisa. And since you're profiting, Lamaisa, since you're profiting, it's like it's called Harvacha. And therefore, since what? Since it's considered to be what? It's considered like your Marvia. It's like your marviach with it, it's like a super duper type of marviach. And the bottom line is that lemaisa, the bottom line is that since what? Since you're being marviach, and the bottom line is you're being marviach, you're goli dait to the nichle bagba, and therefore you're chayiv. So lemaisa, what that does is that it's like a super duper type of what? Type of arvacha. And since it's like a super duper type of arvacha, we view it as, you know, very strong, lemaisa. We view it as very strong, and therefore since you're megala das, you consider to be what? You consider to be chayiv. Okay? You consider to be chayiv. Because you're being nene. You're being nene. So, you know, we had a little bit of a difficulty. How does that what? How does that, you know, make him into a chasim? So what you have to say is that it's like squared or cubed. Type of hana is like squared or cubed. And your megaladas, lamaisa, you love the fact that he what? That he spent the money. And if you love the fact that he spent the money, lamaisa, you see clearly that what from the din of makif, we said we wouldn't chazam makif and nikif, but we are now a little bit. Because he says makif and nikif, the nikif does the foresight, he's chavin everything. Because megaladas is nikalei all the expenses. So too, he's megaladas that the guy built it above arba amos. So the fact that you love it so much, it's like hana squared and cute, so he becomes chasser. It's not right. You love it so much, why do you like you're using the guy? So therefore he becomes chasser, you gotta pay him. This is the lumdus that we said the pshat is, okay? This is the lumdus we said of this first teretz. Sruli, you got me?
Yeah.
It's megal and das so much, it's like the heart. We wrote on the board, it's like harvacha. It's like hana squared or cubed, and therefore it's so it's not fair. He becomes like chasser. You like using him. Yes, yes. Okay? So that's number one. Please get that. Are you with me?
Yep.
That's what it means. We wrote harvacha on the board. It's like squared or cubed that teretz. Okay. Are you ready? That answers number 13. 14.
I thought that was 14.
No, that was 14. I apologize. That was 14. 15. What was the Megillas Yamza Shlomo say on the teretz of Tais? They say Tais is wrong. Plain and simple. Tyson Baba Kama says, like our Tyson Chavav and Beis, that if the Nikkev does the four wall, he has to pay for everything, or pay half of everything. That's based on what? That's based on the concept, the way the Stipler says it, is that the Hana, what is the Sfar of Zenen and Zelochas's Pata? Because the Nene claims the Hana is really not, it's not worth anything to me. It's not worth anything to me? Once you're Megaladas, it's worth a lot to you. That's the Sfar of Tyson. We're saying Harvacha squared acute. You love it so much, it's worth a lot to you. So then pay up. You're using him. He becomes a chasser. The Mukiyosin in Baba Kama quotes the Yad Ramah, the Ramah with the Hey Ramah, the Rishon, Scholik on Tyson, and proves in the Gemara of Baba Kama, even when you're Megaladas, that you love that first guy using the expenditures, you're still putter. You're still putter. And the Xos HaKoshin quotes the Yamsho Shlomo in Simon Ted Zion, that also asks, if the tour is based on Eino Chasser, what's the difference between the Megaladas and Lokaladas? The same thing we were bothered by. Same thing that Shruli was really bothered by. What should be the difference? You're Megaladas, not Galadas. The bottom line is, you're not Chasser. Because of that, the Yamsho Shlomo argues and says you're Pater, even when you're Megaladas, because you're not Chasser or anything. So please get it. The Yad Ramah and Yad Ramah and the Yamsho Shlomo argue on our touches. Even when you're Megaladas, you are still Pater based on Zen, Nen, and Zolo Chasser. Okay, that answers number 15. Okay, 16. Let's go, guys. Number 16. What is the concept of Mishtar Shuri? Mishtar Shuri. I wrote it right. What is the concept of Mishtar Shuri, and how do we with this to be Mazel the first Terence of Tisus? The great governor of Shimon Shkab, who came to Yeshiva YU, said a shir 1920s, didn't want to go back to Europe, Lamaisa, because he thought there would be a Shoah, Lamaisa, but the other Gedolim said, you got to go back, and he listened, he went back, Shimon Shkop, the great going, Shari Yosha. You can't down the Rabbanim that, you know, said to go back or said to stay. You know, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. No one knew that, you know, what was going to happen. Who in their right mind thought there would be the extermination of us, of the Yidden? So you can't down the Rabbanim. You can't down the Rabbanim. It's easy. You know, Monday, what's it called? Hindsight, Monday morning quarterback. What's it called?
Hindsight is
20/20. Exactly, Jake. So you can't judge anyone. But Lamaisa, what is the din of Mishtar Shri? Mishtar Shri is that you basically use another guy to augment the value of your property. Or you benefit from the property. In the case over there, it was what? Well, exactly. The king went ahead and what? Took from the threshing floor, and you got out of Trumas and Mises because the king took your granaries, right? So that means you were using what? You basically used what? You got out of, you used the Trumas and Mises to get out of a tax. That's not right. And therefore, you mechuyev to what? Make it up to the Kohanim. You can't use someone's property, and that's exactly what's basically happening over here. If you're Megaladas, the second guy that this is worth to you a lot, Because he built an 11 amma wall, and you're Megaladas by building a wall of the same size, that means you are using, you. He's making your property appreciative better, like Shruli said. It's worth something to you, that's called Mishtarshri, and you better pay for it, even if you're not Chasim. So once you utilize that cloud, then you don't have to touch Chasim. You can remain Zen, then it's Zolo Chasim. But from left field, we come up with this new Svar, and Chulin, Kuflam, and Alam, and Aleph, where this new Svar tells me that my property appreciated or augmented, or I benefited at least, okay? You don't necessarily have to say appreciate, truly, but I did benefit. I got out of what a tax from the king. I guess you could say it's appreciated, but it's not. I got out of a tax from the king through Trumas and Mice. I'm using their stuff, the Kohanim and Levim. So therefore, I have to give them in return because I use their stuff. So the same thing here. Even though this first guy might not be Chasser, but it's Mishtarshuri, the second guy should pay the first guy. That's this cloud of Mishtarshuri that I want you to know. And that's our Reb Shimon Zatzal, Reb Shimon Shkub Zatzal's Mazmah, this first day of Taisus. Okay, Musag means concept in the questions. That's 7. That's 16. Here we go, 17. 17. What is the second Teretz of Taisus, and how will we Mazmah? The second Teretz of Taisus is, as Shruli was saying, is that this guy becomes chasser because your existence caused me to build a wall 11 amas high. Oh, granted, I don't have to build 4, but I don't want to see you at all. I don't want you peeking on top. I don't want you, standing on something. I want to close it up completely. I want to close it up completely. So if I want to close it up completely, then, your existence helped me to build. But then the truth of the matter is that that's the beginning of the statement, as we said this truly this morning in Sefer. How do you finish up the statement? You finish up the statement by saying that what? How do you finish up the statement? The fact of the matter is you built a wall of equal height shows that what? You should be mishtatif in building the wall. And once you do that, you transform the first guy into being chasser because he's owed money by you. And therefore, once you build in your megaladas, right? Once you build in your megaladas, l'maisa, once you build in your megaladas, that's what the Rosh Hashanah says, and it was gzela. This is always Masbrit. Therefore, you have to mishtatif in it because the Rishon made the whole wall because you exist. And now that you what? Now that you're fine with it, he becomes a what? He becomes a chasser. And you have to pay. Okay? According to that Hasbro, it's very similar to the first one, no? You're utilizing a little bit Gibui Das, no? You are utilizing Gibui Das. But Lomais is still a little different. It's still a little different because the first child was Harvacha, a cube, a cubed or squared lamaisa in the galadas like that, that it was shown, or through mishtarshuri. But here lamaisa is a little bit different because the bottom line is it starts off with a hezekriya issue, your existence. And your existence caused that. And lamaisa, you only become a chasser when I've seen that you want it. And then you should be mishtatif. That answers number one. That answers number 17, 18. How did Exos Masber the Terence of the second Terence of Tais? Because we said there's a sheet in Maseches Avos, right? Avos is one of the 63 sevens of Shas. It's in Seder Nezikin, you have to be a mensch. And it says that Yeshon Mishali Shali Shachosh Chaoskof is Mina Stone. We don't allow Mina Stone. If you act like the citizen of Stone, you're a Russia. So we're Kofa, Bezos Kofa, you're not to act like that. It's a terrible thing to act in such a way. Since it's a terrible thing to act in such a way, that's the reason why in the apartment case in Manhattan, I want you always to remember that, guys. Remember everything. But if I ask you the classical example, Zenden those chasuf, the apartment in Manhattan. Yes? Bless you. And the reason why you're potter is because why? Is because Kofa Amina Stone. For me to charge you for staying that night, that's rishis. That's the behavior of an hug of a guy who lives in Stone. And we don't allow that. That's the reason why Zenden those chasuf potter. In this case, that is not the situation. I build an 11-hour wall. You build a wall right next door. For me asking you for money, because I know you're going to use my ceiling, that's not vicious. That's not Mina Stone. That's not Mina Stone. You caused me to cause this expenditure. Once you get out of a vicious behavior, then you fall into a chiyuv. Since you caused it, you're mechuyuv. You get out of the issue of kofen on Mina Stone. Once you get out of the issue of Stone, then you're mechuyuv. You're mechuyuv to pay. You caused the Hotzah. The whole rationale was Zenden those chasuf potter is because Kofan Amina Stone. But here, since the Hotzah, the expenditures of cause of Hezekriah of the second guy, Lamaisa, right? It was the Hezekiah of the second guy that he wants to be Nenet. He causes me to build it, and he's Nenet. It's like a double whammy. It's not fair. For me to ask him for money, that's not righteous. Okay, that answers number what? 18. 19. Let's go, guys. How did the Ramban and the Muki Yosef and the Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba and the Ritva, all five Rishonim, learn the Getter, the Chiyuv, and the Sefer? Yes, the Ramban, the Muki Yosef, Rabbi Yonah, Rashba, Ritva, they learned, no problem, they learned the Getter, the Chiyuv, and the Sefer. How did they learn it? It has nothing to do with Hanah, like Tosfos says. It has to do with the second guy is purchasing half of the Kosel through Kinyan Chatzar. By you building an equal wall shows you were interested in your chatzar purchasing the wall. It's a completely different mahalach. It has to do with purchasing the kosel, nothing to do with hanah. Okay, that is that mahalach. That's 19:20. How lefi the ksos do you not have the kasha of Tosis lefi these rishonim? What was Tosis kasha? Zandan is a lochasar potter, but if the mechayev is not the hanah. The machayid is, we assume that you bought the wall, it's not shaykh the pattern based on lo chasser. I don't care whether he's not chasser. The second guy bought the wall. If he bought half the wall, pay me for half the wall. It's ridiculous. It's nothing to do with chasser. The whole premise of kasha, this doesn't start if you learn like this group of Rishonim. Now that's assuming these two groups of Rishonim are what? Are two different mahalchim. Okay, that answers number what? 20. 21. How did the Tosfos Yontif from Akiva Eger learn the two Gisho? These two Gisho. What are Gisho? Approaches. They learned there's no machlokas. They learned, not like we thought, that the Pashuk Shad is in the two approaches. They learned, Lamai said, that they're not arguing. That's what Tosfos Yontif from Akiva Eger learns in the Mishnayos too as well. So the Stipler says, what's going on here? They are arguing. The Stipler and Rav Stein. The stipe is atzal, the stipe is atzal. The place was Kilus Yaakov, is the stipe is safer. Ayala Shachar, the stipe is safer. They are arguing. How do you tell me they're not arguing? Toys the Chiv is Mishum Nene. And according to the other Rishon, the Muki Yosef, and the Rabban Muki Yosef, and the Yon Rashman, it's because they purchased the wall. Of course they're arguing. Plus the fact, if you tell me that what? If you tell me that he purchased the wall, isn't that Elach HaChasr Gonam Zeh? He's owed the money. I paid for the whole wall, and you're buying half of it? So pay me for half the money. Why does Tosis say you're chaser because of the Hezekiah? Tosis says you're chaser because of the Hezekiah, right? His existence, and that caused it, and then I show your net, it becomes a chaser. The chaser is because he was bought it, and you didn't pay me back. I'm the one who advanced all the money. So you must say that the Tosis Yonkin is the Kibager learns truly. You must fuse the two together. How do you fuse the two together? They learn, despite the fact that the mechayiv is you bought it, but you only want to buy it, you only want to buy the wall unless you're nana. So that's what Tosis meant. Tosis agreed that it was an issue of buying it. But the determining factor is if you're nana, then you're interested in buying it. Okay? That's how you fuse the two mahalchim together. There is no machlekes. That answers number what? That answers number 22. What did the Ramban, the Yosef, and the Ritva ask on the Galgan Olav? What is the Teretz, and what did Rabbi Gershon say? So, the Ramban, the Yosef, and the Ritva ask, why is the Galgan Olav? Why do we slam him with the Chiyuv, even though he hasn't technically put the ceiling on yet? He hasn't yet put the ceiling on. If he hasn't yet put the ceiling on, why are you slamming him? Maybe when what? Maybe when the ceiling, like Yivne Tikra, Lo Yisma, when he builds a ceiling, he won't use that wall. He'll use something else. It's a great kashan. That's the kashan. What's the teretz? The teretz is in a chanami, but what? That coastal that was built, he's using as a wall. It's like a fortress. It's like a wall that's, you know, before his house. So he's using it as a wall at the entrance. So no matter what you say, even if he doesn't use it as a ceiling, he's getting something out of it. He's getting something out of it. And Rabbi Gershom says the same thing. Da'anah is from the Kos Chavero. Even if you put the ceiling on, bless you, on Kundasim. Yes? On Kundasim. You should let it sneeze out. No, don't go like that. That's not healthy. You follow me? The Kundasim. What are the Kundasim? The sticks, right? The sticks. You follow what I'm saying? You put it on sticks. You don't put it on the actual wall. It doesn't mean it's your nene because the wall serves the wall. It's like a wall of your house. Even if you're not going to put on the what, put on the ceiling on it, it's still serving as a what, as a wall in the front of your house. Yes, Aryeh.
It seems like going against exactly what they said earlier about why Mechayim in the first place. In the Meridim, you said he's being quoted because he's on the roof. It seems like they're saying now that he's being
the type of Kohen. You don't have to say he was Kohen for whatever reason. You don't have to say for the sake of the ceiling. He was Kohen because of Kohen. Hoshub Shad is for the ceiling. But you could also say he's Kohen because he wants it to what? He wants it to be part of what? Part of the house, the mice. So let me think then. Is Megaladas to buy half the wall because it serves on the Chatzar? So not inside that he built it on the condition that his friend would want it. So he doesn't necessarily have to say as a ceiling, but he's interested in it as the beginning of the house. Okay, that answers number 122. 23, guys, let's go. What did Shmuel Zatzal? What did Shmuel Zatzal? He had in Zatzal, right? Anything. You have Shmuel Rozovsky, you have Shivan Ponovich. What did Shmuel Zatzal ask? Lefitois of the Mechayez Mishum Nene. He said, if the Mechayez Mishum Nene, I got a problem. Why don't you pay kafi what you have on up? Normally, you're paying half the worth of the expenditures of the wall, straight up. If it costs $300,000 to build the wall, you have to pay $150,000. According to Miki Yosef, I understand, because you're buying half of it. So then, what? Pay for half the expenses. But according to the Chivis Mishum Nene, why are you paying for half the wall? You're not going to half the wall, right? Unisher Shayach Leboyne. You should have to pay what? Evaluate Lafi the Hanah that the second guy's getting. It's a great kasha, right? Again, let's read the kasha 23. Ma'arim Shmuel Zatzal asked, if he tells you Shemachayim Shemnena, Lami Yishal and Chetzi Koysel. Hey, I tell you, Ma, what should it have been? It should have been Kafi the Hanah.
How do you measure from now?
How much he's using it, Lamai says. How much does it cost, you know, to have a wall in the front of your yard? You know, how much are you getting from it, Lamai? The house is now, it was cost 210 grand. Now with the wall in the front, it's cost 225. So that's the way you'd be able to figure out. But they pay for half of it. Why? The Mechayev is on law. Now that old cash is assuming what? That they're two diametrically opposed approaches. Not like who? The Taisot and Rebbe Kiva that we fused them together. That kash is assuming that they're arguing, okay? Which is the pashtus. Okay, so Lamaisa, what's the answer to that kasha? We're still in 23. What's the answer to that kasha? So Lamaisa, okay, you know, that's 22. We're going to get to the answer. That's 23. 24. What did the Nesivis HaMishpat say? Legavi Tashlum and Lekosel. What did the Nesivis HaMishpat say? Legavi Tashlum and Lekosel. So the Nesivis in Kufnun Zayin Sifkon Zayin asks, Chia Barav in the earlier sugya of Nakif and Nikif, again mentioning it, says you pay only Demei Kanim Bezol. Yes? You only pay Demei Kanim Bezol. Here it's Mashi, you have to pay half the wall. Not Demei Kanim Bezol. How many of the twigs are? You have to pay straight up half of what the material was. So the Nesivis asks, what's going on? So he answers what you said, are you? That since you want to use the wall in order to put the tikkur on, then we assume that what? Yes? We assume that what? You pay for half the wall. But says Shmuel Rozovsky that Nesivis is only good according to who? What? It's only good according to who? To Muki Yosef, right? That approach that you're buying. But Lafi Taisvis, right? Lafi Taisvis, Lamais, is difficult. Lafi Taisvis is difficult. That's what Nochem Barchovich points out. Again, what does the Nesivis ask? The Nesivis asks, according to Chiyah Barav, please get it. According to Chiyah Barav, that pays to make Karmas. Oh, Arm Asuyas Masha Kuli Alma, you pay what? You pay Nosin Mechsis to Meakos, half the wall straight up. So the difference is, you wanted to buy half the wall in order to put a ceiling on it. Okay? But that answer is only good according to who, says Nochem Barchovich? That's only according to Muki Yosef and those who've shown him. Who were they? Muki Yosef, Rabban, Rashba, Ritva? Who else? Muki Yosef? The Rishonim, or five Rishonim. The Rabban, Muki Yosef, Ben Yona, Rashba, Ritva. Exactly. If you hold that they're buying it, I understand that answer. But if you hold it's based on Hanah, it's difficult. Why should you pay Lafi what it's half it's worth? Pay Lafi Dmeni Karim Azol, according to Hanah. So Rav Nachum Barchovich answers, okay, that's 24. 25, what does Rav Nachum Barchovich Tzatzal answer? He answers that. The bottom line is the Tira Bar Zuzeh. It's not enough. Hana of holding up a ceiling is not the Tira Bar Zuzeh, which is a low amount. You have to bump it up. Not Bar Zuzeh. It's not the Meikon and Bazol. Remember that? You remember from the Sugya Makavinitiv was Bar Zuzeh. Bar Zuzeh was the lowest thing, the Meikotzim, remember? It was the Meikotzim, Bar Zuzeh, the Meikon and Bazol. What it means is that it's a very big Hana that use it as a ceiling. Basically, what it means is you should pay half of it. That's what Nachum Bar Chava just answered.
That's it.
It means half of what the wall is worth. That's the bottom line. It's such a great hana using it as a ceiling, you have to pay for half its worth.
The difference is minimal, is it? Between the ceiling and not the ceiling?
No, it's getting hana from the ceiling is tremendous. The hana is so much, it's like half the worth. Yeah, it's exactly the same. Of the half the value. The hana is mamish half the value. Yes. It's mamish and matches it. It's not like the Tira Bar Zuzeh. We point out, sure, it's not only is not the Tira Bar Zuzeh, it's not the Mei Kanam Zol, and it's also not the Mei what? It's not the Mei Kanam Zol. It's half the whole worth. It's not just, I don't know why he just says the Tira Bar Zuzeh. It's more than the Tira Bar Zuzeh, it's also more than the Mei Kanam Zol. But Lamais, that's what I think he meant, Lamais. That's what you have to say. All right, that answers number what? 25. 26. What is a kinyan chatzar? Give the pratim of this. What is a kinyan chatzar? Kinyan chatzar is I have a backyard and I throw a ball in there. Or you throw a ball in there, so I should receive it and kona it. I'm kona chatzar. Man can divorce his wife by throwing a get in her chatzar. Kineva also. There's a kinyan chatzar that exists. The Gemara has two. It works if you're omi b'tzatza there. If you're standing by it, the chatzar is kona. What happens if you lemaisa? What happens if you're not standing by it, but it's mishtamer, it's fenced in? It's also good. What is the mechanics of chatzar? Is it an extension in your hand, or does it act as your shliach? Two different approaches in the Gemara. Chatzar mishum yad or chatzar mishum shlichus. The Gemara has a line: chatzar mitam yad velo garim mishlichus. Seems that everyone has to hold. Lamaisa, that there's some element of what that element is of shlichus, but nonetheless, there's 2 days in Gemara. Chatzim mitam yad, chatzim mishum shlichus. That's the introduction of kinyan chatzim. That's number what? 26, 27. What's the machlokes? The gedol achron that got efshu liknos chatzim liknos karka bechinyan chatzim. Very fascinating. Can you be kona karka with the kinyan chatzim? All the examples we gave is that a ball was thrown in, a get was thrown in. That's metalpoli. But can a chatzar be kona karka? Bizarre. Not so bizarre. That's our case according to the Muki Yosef. And that's what we showed him.
Can a chatzar kona karka?
Yes. Can a chatzar kona karka? And the karka here in the case of the kosa, because the kosa is attached to the karka. So basically, according to those we showed him, and maybe that's the nekudas amachloikas. The Nesivis and Reshma Malach, Sifkon Gimel, says you cannot acquire Karka B'chatzar. You cannot acquire Karka B'chatzar. You cannot. And there are some Echnos, Gerish and Berak Av Lachmav says you can.
Who says what?
The Nesivis says you cannot be Kona Karka with a B'chatzar. Cannot. And there are some Echnos says you can. So straight up Machlegis to the Nesivis and there are some Echnos. So the Gedulei Shmuel says, maybe that's the machlokes in the Rishonim here. The Rishonim that learned that you bought it, hold, you can purchase a karka or a kosel, same thing, through a kinyan chatzar. And Tosis, who stands on the sand and says the machayev is hanoah, moves away from that because Tosis holds what's really? You cannot acquire what? You cannot acquire a chatzar. You cannot acquire a kark or a kosel with a kinyan chatzar. Maybe that's proof in the Nekudas of Machlokes, the two approaches in the Rishon, if you assume they're arguing.
Who are the two Rishon? Tosfos and who?
You tell me. Tosfos learns that the Machayev is based on Hana, right? That was the first Tosfos. And the second what? And the other approach is the other Rishon, which says you bought it. That's assuming they're arguing, right?
Right.
That's assuming they're arguing. So maybe that, what the Dudley Shmuel says, maybe the Kuf of Machlokes is the reason why Tosfos stayed away from that approach, because he held you can't buy a kosel with a kinyan chatzar. You can't buy kark with a kinyan kosel. And the other Rishonim respond, yes, you can. Yes, go ahead.
I was just wondering, because I'm assuming that they're putting it 50-50 on their land, right? So if the guy decides that he wants to build it up higher than Arba Amos, can the other guy say, no, it's still on half of my, still half of it's still on my land, I don't want it to go higher?
I mean, can he be Machiavelli, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, we said he could be Machiavelli with two reasons. Remember, either you, that I can't use the wall anymore, right. Or...
I understand, but I'm saying, like...
You want to add a third reason you're saying?
Yeah, why not say that it's on my land. I don't want you putting up the wall higher than this on my own land.
That's basically, maybe you could read into those reasons. A good horror, what you're saying. Maybe you could read in those reasons. Listen, I want to be able to use my wall above our mamas. I won't be able to use it if it's higher. You could plug in your reasoning because why? Because I bought it, basically, right?
Right.
And the other reasoning is what? I what?
I want a benefit.
Right, but what was the other reasoning we said?
It's higher.
That it's going to fall. That's my wall. I don't want you to build it. That's going to be not sturdy. So it's all, you can plug it in like that. Those reasonings. But it's a good horror, Aria.
I just get a general idea then. I don't know.
Right. No, but when you're just saying it's mine and I want to do with it without whatever I want. You need my permission, you're saying.
Yeah.
Forget about getting into the nitty gritty details, you're saying. Just say it's mine, and that's it. You mean?
Yeah,
why did they just say that? I mean, it's mine, and that's it. And therefore, I could be mocking.
More of a reason than just mine. You know?
It's
on my land.
What
do you mean?
You can't be
he did have to agree on the land to do it our mamas. What gives you the right to do it? I don't want to do it higher than that.
Why though? And then that's why I have to say it.
Maybe I don't need why, Ariel. Sorry. Why do I need why? I want my property. My property's done there. That's it. Done. Why do I need to give a reason? What?
Isn't that being a stone?
No. I mean, Hezekiah is taken care of.
No, but if the reason is like, I just don't want it, then that's kind of the idea. Like, it's shilly, like, don't worry about it. It's not yours.
Uh-huh. I hear what he's saying. I mean, just doing it without any reasoning. Does that mean a stone?
But it's not just any reasoning. He's saying this is my property.
I don't know. Maybe it could be Mechalek, Cerulean, and say shilly, shachah, shachah is about using the item. You know what I mean? But... That's one. Well, that's like me to stone by not me letting you use yours. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. But having to tell me what I want to do with my item. Why do I need to be masmer to you? It's a chutzpah. I don't need to rationalize why I need
no,
to say.
It's the same idea. It's like if you have a reason of like. It's
I understand, but I'm saying I understand about using it. Fine, using it's me to stone. But how I want it, how I want my thing to look like. I don't know. Why do I have to say a reasoning behind that? I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. I hear what Ariel's asking. I don't think that's mean to stone. I don't think it is. Oh, you can't use it. Give it back to me. That's rishis. But it's time to build something higher and lamaisa.
No, but it's the same idea. I mean, there you're saying, shali, you basically say, it's mine, so your opinion doesn't matter. Same thing here. Like
Yosef's saying it's built in. Yosef's saying it's built in. You know, when you just say, when you just kind of like Metaritz Dibure, like we learned yesterday. You're Metaritz Dibure. When he says you don't want, it means either because of one of those two reasons, Ariel. That's the way you got to say it.
Okay.
That's what Yosef said. I hear this one. I hear what you're saying. Therefore, it doesn't become me to stone because I have a smart. Yes? Mm-hmm. It's like your Mazda. Okay. So please get that. Maybe that's the Nekudas HaMachlekes, we said. That's 27. 28.
That was 27.
That was 27, yes. That was the, how did the, what'd you say?
I thought that was 26.
No, 26 were just the details of Kinyan Chatzah. 27 was the machlokes about, is it what hana or is it what bayin?
So what was 26?
26 was just the stam, Kinyan Chatzah. There's a Kinyan Chatzah with the details of what? Misome b'tzad tzadeh, you don't mishtarah, mishtarah not tzadeh, and that it works, b'tam yad, b'tam shlichus. That's 26. 27 is the machlokes in Gdolei Achronim, the nekuda being, Lamaisa, is it approaching, do you bought it or is it hanah? That depends upon whether you can what? Whether Kinyan Chatzah can buy karka or buy kosel. 28, we had a stira in the, what is a stira in the Nesivis and we had a hesber for it. So we said it's not so poshut because the Nesivis earlier in Kufnun Zion, Sifkun Zion asked, according to Chiyah Barah, why don't you pay to make on him? So what was his answer? What was his answer, are you? That he wanted to buy the wall in order to put a ceiling on it. So he's working with buying. So obviously he's working with buying. He's taking a stand there that you can what? That a chatzah can be kona karka. And then turn around and some reish memas of kon gimel. He says, no, you can't build buy karka chatzah. Steering the nesivis. The nesivis earlier we had in number 24.
Yeah.
Ask the kasha that based on the Gemara Makkah Venikah said, Kornachia Barav, you paid to make Hanum Azol. Here you're paying half the worth of the wall straight up. Why? Why don't you just pay to make Hanum Azol? So his answer was because you want to buy the wall in order to put the ceiling on. It's an issue of buying. If it was an issue of buying, that's why you got to pay half. It's not an issue of Hanum though. So if Nachum Bar Chovitz, your member said that's all good according to the answer of who? The Muki Yosef, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabban, Ritva, and the Rosh Ba. Yes? Then you're buying it, but if it's a Hanna, then you're back to the Kasha. So if Nachum Bar Chovitz answered, then no, it's a Chasha Bahana. It's more than a Tir Bar Zuzi. We said it's even more than Mei Kanam Zol. I don't know why I said Tir Bar Zuzi, but it's even more than Mei Kanam Zol. That's what I think he meant. He meant it matches the value, like half the value, like Yosef said.
So the Tzitzit says he's going like the Rosh Ba.
The Nesiv is to say he's going like Rishon. So you see that he learns that what? That you can buy a chatzar with what? You can buy a kosel or karka with a kinyan chatzar. That's in Simon what? Kufnun Zion, Sifkon Zion. Then he turns around Reshma Malif later and Sifkon says you can't do it. Just steer in the Nesivis. So we said the following. No, it's not a steer. Our sugi is not karka. Because there's a concept called Tolish Lubsof Mechubar, Eino Mechubar. The kos are materials that are movables. But you nail them onto the ground. It's Talush Lubsof Chibru. Talush Lubsof Chibru is Dino Ke what? Is Dino Ke Talush. It's not Karka. A kosel is not Karka. A wall is not Karka. You build a wall from materials, wood, whatever it is, metal, it's movables, and you put it on the ground. That's not called karka, you could say. So generally, the Nesivis says you cannot acquire what? You cannot acquire a kosel through a kinyan chatzar. That's generally. But our sugya is from our kosel, which is not karka. It's talus b'sof chibru. Not everyone agrees with that. Not everyone agrees that Talos Vesof Chibru is not Karka, but that's a way to get out of the steering of the Nesivis. And that also blows up what the Gedolei Shmuel say, that it's a Machlokes Rishonim, remember? We said the Kufa of the Machlokes Rishonim is can you build it? No, that's not the Nakuda. Maybe the Nakuda is whether Talos Vesof Chibru is considered what? Karka or not. Maybe everyone agrees you can't Kona what? Karka with Chatzah. The question is this Karka? Once you answer the Nesivis, you can blow up that Kliya that the Gedulei Shmuel says. That's Kufa D'Machlokes Rishonim. You can blow that up. Okay. You got that? All right. Add on number 29, please. Okay? Add on number 29. There is an interesting concept that comes up with that Tosis, the first Tosis, where he said, Goli died to Nidle Ba'akbal Chayit. We said the chiyuv was hanok, nen. So what was the stipler's kasha on Tosis when he says Nicholai? This is number 29. What's the stipler's kasha on Tosis? So the kasha is you haven't got hanok yet. The Mishnah says you had to put the ceiling on. So what's Tosis saying? Gali died to the Nicholai. You still felt in the hanok. Felt is lacking the hanok. You haven't used it as a ceiling yet. Rabbi Kivager in the Mishnah asks a similar kasha. You haven't yet put it on the ceiling yet. And then when you put it on the ceiling, he becomes chaser. Because the ceiling, what? So it's before Hana, and then when you put it on, it's already chaser. But until that time, the Ritva asked the kasha. Adayin Lunenet. So the stipulous kasha really was asked by Rabbi Kivager earlier. Also, all Gedolei Achron, the stipulous Gedolei Achron, Rabbi Kivager before him, and the Rishon, the Ritva, asked the kasha. And so that's number 29. 30. Because of that kasha, what's the pshat? Because of that kasha, what's the pshat? That forced them to say against Tosis.
This is still 29?
No, this is 30. Number 30 is what was the result of that kasha? Totsah is the result. What is the result of that kasha? Number 30 is what's the result of that kasha? The result of that kasha is we don't learn like Tosis based on Hanah. It's based on buying half the wall beginning chatzar. Okay? That is Lamaisa. That is the 30, and that's Pshat in the Ritva. Okay. 31. What should be Kivager's answer? Number 31, what's Rabbi Kivega's answer? So he answers, Alpi the Ramban Yosef, who claim, and let's get it, they say, even if afterwards when you build the Tikra, how do you know you're going to use the what? How do you know you're going to use the Tikra on that wall? Right? Maybe you won't use it, but still it's a mechitza for your house. Still it's a mechitza for your house. So that becomes instant what? Instant hana. By the fact that you what? The fact that you built a steeple wall shows you're getting ready. Now you might not end up using it, but it's still that first wall that was built is what is used as what? It is considered to be hana. And therefore, lamaisa, the Rebbe Kivager says, Lamaisa, you should be chayav. Now that's difficult because Tosfos still says it's zen enem zelo chaser, right?
Yeah.
Still zen enem zelo chaser, right? So the way you're going to have to answer that is like this. Please get it. It's all 31, yes? Again, let's go over everything. 29 was what? What was the kasha, the stiper on Tosfos? That was 29. Just, what was the kasha?
Yeah,
what was 30? 30 is what's the answer, right?
Yeah.
The answer is the what?
The wall and the Kenyan cluster instead of the way Tosfos done.
Okay. Right. That forced him, the result was, you're talking about Boyan. Because the Maisa, the kasha of the Kivega and the Stifling Rifle was, you're not being nene. And then when you're nene, you're already chaser. Right. And then when you put it on, you're already chaser. So what's going on? Until you put it on, there's no chiv. So the Maisa, that pushed them to say, like, the approach you bought it. That was 30, yes? 31 is what Rabbi Kivager's answer to the kasha. So Rabbi Kivager's answer to the kasha is what? This is all part of 31.
Yeah.
What's Rabbi Kivager's kasha? Rabbi Kivager's kasha is that what? How's Rabbi Kivager answer the kasha? He says, even when you build a tikra, who says you're going to use it? But nonetheless, it serves as a mechitza for your home. Yes?
Yeah.
But still part of 31. That's problematic. Because still it's zen enem zelo chaser. So why should he have to pay? The first guy's not chasser. So to that, this is all part of 31. The Stipler answers, as long as you have intention on adding on to a building, it's considered to be hana already, as long as a chelik of it has been built already. As long as a chelik of it has been built already, lamaisa, even though lamaisa, you plan on what? Finishing the binyan, using it as a ceiling, and you haven't yet. Maybe you won't, but the bottom line is, in order to get to that point, in order to build the whole ceiling, you need to have at least that. So since a chelik of it has been built, that's considered hana already, that a chelik has been built, and therefore, that's considered to be what? makes him what? makes him chasser, because you're megaladas. You're megaladas, you love the expenses, and therefore your hana transforms, morphs him to becoming chasser. Because the bottom line is, now you should what? You should chip in and pay at least half.
How's it become chasser?
Because the bottom line is, it becomes like the hana squared cubed again.
And
what'd you say? It makes the first guy chasser. Yes, it does. Because you're using me again. You're using me again. I have that notion of that I built some of it, I'm fine with it, I'm on the way, and that shows you've been mishtatef with it, you should use him, you should pay. And that makes him a chasser. Okay, 32. Let's get to 32. We got this down? 32. Okay, I'll write that down in mind. If you want to see it tomorrow, you can see it. Lean at it. What's 32? If Shmuel Rozovsky asks, what was the kasha in the Mukiyosa that maybe you won't use the beams on the wall? Bishlamov the Chiyu is Nene. Maybe you won't be Nene. But if you hold like the Mukiyosa, the issue is buying it. So obviously you bought it even if you don't put it on. So Shmuel says, what on earth is the Mukiyosa asking? Lishitosom. What are you asking? Asks the Shmuel Rozovsky and the Mukiyosa. If the issue is what? If the issue is what? Is buying it, Lamaisa. If the issue is what? If the issue is buying it, yeah? If the issue is buying it, Lamaisa, so then you have to pay whether you're going to put the beams on or not. What are you asking? It's a great kasha. What's the Mukiyos asking? Fishitosam. So he answers like this. The answer is that the kasha Mukiyos was, if not batuach, Since you're not 100% sure whether he's going to put the beams on, there's no umdun that he wants to buy it. Wow. There's no umdun that he wants to buy it. That was his kasha. His kasha was, Lamaisa, if you don't know for sure he's going to use the beams on the wall, then how do you know he really wants to buy it? But if that's the case, he asks, so what's his answer? That it's a kosel abeso. That svar is what? That it's considered hana. Not that he wants to buy it. So what must you say? Must you say fusion? You must say fusion. That the Nuki Yosef says that when you're nene, there's an umdana that you want to buy it. I don't know why you can't just say simply, we said, that you want to buy it to be a wall for your house. Why can't you say you want to buy it to be a wall for your house? So even though you don't know for sure what, even though you don't know for sure, you can be so much corrosive that you can rely on the beams on the wall, but the bottom line is I want to buy the wall to be a wall for my house. I don't know why Rav Shmuel didn't say that. That's what we said. Why can't you say that? He's interested in it being a wall for his house. That's what he's saying. He says, no, you have to go back to the fusion that he's nene lamaisa. He has to be nene in order to be numdana that he wanted to buy. Why do you got to say that? Just say the what? Again, let's go over this so we got that mincha. I hope Sam Drazen's here. Well, Sam, are you here? I don't know. I told him to come. Is he here? Oh, there are? Okay. Great. Okay, great. Let's just finish this up. What the kasha response goes, if the Mechayev is buying the wall, you have to focus. If the Mechayev is buying the wall, then what? Then what do we care about what? Whether we're not sure he's going to put his what? We're not sure if he's going to put up the Karosov. He still wants to buy the wall. So the Terech says, no, if you're not 100% sure it's going to be Somach the beams on the wall, then maybe he won't what? Then there's no one that he wants to buy it. Okay, then that substantiates his kasha. But if that's such a good svar, then what's his Terech? That he has a wall for his house. If he has a wall for his house, that's a svar that because that's considered hana. Not because it's considered he bought it. So you have to say when he's nene, then there's an umdun that he wants to buy it. I'm saying, why do you have to say the fusion theory? Just think that they're two different shittas. And what we're saying is that what? He wants to buy a wall. He wants to buy the wall. Even if you're not 100% sure he's going to sell the Karoso, but he wants the wall for his house. And therefore, that's poshut. That's the chiddush. Okay. Let's stop here. Write down 29, 30, 31, 32. Tomorrow, we'll have shir 11, 10, Bezushem. Then we'll dive in mincha at 12:25, because mincha gedolah is 12:26. We started a little bit earlier yesterday. We're definitely yotzei, don't worry about it. But we started earlier, okay? I think it was started 3-4 minutes earlier yesterday. Still yotzei. Okay, let's dive in mincha for the... Who wants to dive in mincha for the omen? Thanks, guys, for coming. Okay, ready? Who wants to dive for the omen? Yeah? Ashri yoshevita, chod yuchasam,
Any color of the road, 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 the road